I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Another airline has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This time it's one of the low-cost carriers, ATA, that makes four U.S. airlines currently in bankruptcy. More may be on the way there. And joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigling. Welcome, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.
Tess, tell us what happened. What went wrong at ATA?
Well, the airline is pretty much citing the same reasons we've seen already with United, U.S. Airways, and Hawaiian Airlines, all already in Chapter 11. The soaring cost of jet fuel brought on by all these record-high oil prices we've been seeing, and too much competition, even now in the low-cost part of the industry. So what ATA is going to do is they're going to sell one of their hubs, the one at Midway Airport in Chicago, to AirTran, and the airline will keep flying with money that it can get from a federal loan guarantee that it received as part of the government's effort to rescue the airline industry after 9/11.
But, indeed, isn't the low-cost carrier still supposed to be the new profitable way to put people up in planes and through the air?
Yeah, it was supposed to be that, and that's really what's worrisome to the folks who watch this industry. But again, ATA's been up against the likes of Southwest, JetBlue, United's low-cost carrier TED, Delta's Song. So it's really a crowded market at this point. And according to aviation industry attorney Josh Romanow, it's also very much the international oil situation that's precipitating a lot of these problems.
Well, it was easy to say that the low-cost carriers were the way to go before the fuel spike started to happen a couple months ago, and it just comes back to the same old story that nobody is immune from fuel price increases in the airline industry.
Now, some airlines did prepare for this possibility, and they bought fuel way back when in advance when prices were lower. Some have also come up with some pretty unusual ways to conserve fuel, like taxiing on the runway with just one engine. But overall, even an extra penny of increase in fuel prices puts a lot of weight on the bottom line for these airlines.
Yeah, we talked about four bankruptcies. Who could be next?
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty grim earnings season for the entire industry. Delta right now is the next big carrier that could file for Chapter 11. It could even happen this week, even though it just got a $600 million loan from American Express, and it's pretty close to a pay cut deal with pilots. Also this week, already bankrupt United says it's sending 650 phone reservation jobs overseas as a cost-cutting effort. And the CFO of bankrupt U.S. Airways quit this week after less than 6 months on the job. So as I said, it is grim. And Noah, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the role of advance teams as the candidates stump for votes.
Tess Vigland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.